This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, October 26. Well, wheat markets had an interesting day yesterday. We started out firm, getting some follow through from the previous week's strong performance. But early on in the day session, the market started to back away and we couldn't hold those gains. We saw negative territory for a while and then the market started to recover a bit. But in Minneapolis, the market never really looked back. We never really had that pullback from the early selling that we saw in the winter wheats. And then Minneapolis just led the way higher, continuing to push higher. After being pretty quiet early in the session for the day, we ended up about 14 on the front month December. So another impressive performance with spring wheat, considering the pressure trying to evolve in the winter wheat markets. So it looks to me like wheat is probably going to have just a bit of a pullback here. With Minneapolis, we continue to kind of surge. We've had two big strong days in a row now following a grinder type of uptrend. So it would appear that we're getting some acceleration in the Minneapolis market. That's usually a red flag that you're nearing the end of a move. I don't think it's the end of the bull market by any means, but it certainly could suggest that we're kind of running out of gas, at least for the time being. I am looking for some pressure to evolve from the Southern Hemisphere harvest, so that could stall things out for a while, but I think, you know, we've had a good run here. Kansas City has been able to breach that double top, and that's a good sign, obviously, but if the market can't hold it, and if you get back below that double top, like today or tomorrow, that means you've only had a 1 or 2 day blip above that top. Now we're back into it. We're probably going to settle into a trading range. So we're on high alert here that we might be stalling out for a bit. Seasonally, that would fit with the normal pattern. We just want to be watchful of a market that could be headed for a pretty notable correction. And that goes for spring wheat as well. You know, we're well above that double top breakout. We've already gone past the price target for that. So if the market's going to come back down and test that breakout, then I think it's got some room to come down here, a good 30, 40 cents perhaps. Same thing with the winter wheats. Chicago has not really been able to get it past its early October high. It's hovering there. If it's going to pull back, now we're looking at a break of about 30 cents there. In Kansas City, a similar story. If you can't hold above that double top, the market's going to come back down. You'll see a lot of liquidation going on, and that would kind of instigate even more selling. So we're just on alert here for a market that could be due for a bit of a pullback here, is all I'm saying. I'm certainly not abandoning the bull market outlook. I think that as we get deeper into the winter and especially into the spring, that there's plenty of upside potential here. Winter wheat would be the first to buckle because it'll be the first crop that would be harvested. And if you have good growing conditions in the southern and central plains next spring, it's going to be really hard to rally the market, even if supplies are very tight. But for spring wheat, that's the planting season, and you're going to be competing with corn, soybeans, barley, oats, canola, all kinds of crops in the northern plains, primarily North Dakota, but that stretches somewhat into Minnesota. Certainly the Canadian prairies have those options available to them. So it's going to be an all-out battle for acres in the spring, and I think Minneapolis is not going to be left behind. Corn and beans are going to battle it out. You have very expensive fertilizer costs. That's going to be an issue, and I think probably start to skew a little bit toward soybean planting. So corn's got to keep up. If corn's moving higher, wheat is going to move higher just on that alone. But wheat has its own bullish fundamentals. So there's a lot of dynamics still playing out in this market. I just think in the short term, probably due for a bit of a pullback. We had the first winter wheat ratings out yesterday. Total nationwide at 46% good to excellent. That was up 5 from last year at this point. Kansas sitting at 63% good to excellent compared to 29% last year, so in a much better position there. Oklahoma, 53% good to excellent, 9% poor to very poor for yesterday. Texas, 27% good to excellent, 32% poor to very poor. Montana, a little sketchy here to get started. We're only 10% good to excellent, and all of that was in the good category, nothing in the excellent. and 42% poor to very poor. So the drought, you know, obviously lingering and affecting the winter wheat conditions as we try to head into dormancy. But the PNW still also showing effects from its massive drought. Oregon rated 6% good to excellent and 73% poor to very poor. Washington, 31% good to excellent, 28% poor to very poor. Kind of in the same boat as Montana, you know, the drought was massive and intense, and it's still lingering and affecting the fall crops. For the outlook on weather, we're looking for more rain in the Midwest in the next few days. That's going to really create quite a bit of slog for the corn and bean harvest. It's already been pretty much halted from the rains that we had over the weekend. Now we're looking at another stretch before we've had a chance to dry out. So it's going to be a while before we get back into the field. Going to see a lot more down to corn, and that I think is going to underpin the corn market as yields most likely will decline because of that situation. In Argentina, which has been dry, and La Nina, the primary reason for that, 6 to 10 day and 8 to 14 day for both the European and the GFS models, suggesting that we're going to see some rains coming across the key ag areas of Argentina. Much needed rains kind of get this crop started. So all is not lost there. La Nina hasn't won the war yet, as it does look like we'll get a pretty good drink here across most areas. And of course, the further north you go, the better it gets. Brazil, which is off to a very good start in their weather conditions, at least. Plantings are going great for soybeans, and they're getting them in early, and we're looking at very good moisture conditions there. So we expect that the bean crop and the first season corn crop should at least get off to a very good start in most of Brazil. As far as corn exports there, that comes from the second season crop. And of course, last year was a disaster. And so that keeps world corn supplies tight until, you know, our harvest, of course, is going to help replenish that. But then the next major harvest becomes Brazil, which is into next late spring and early summer time window. Getting back to wheat a bit, we are seeing world prices continue to move higher. That's primarily led by Russia, and that's primarily led by the increasing energy market. So increasing crude oil is bumping up fertilizer costs. It's also increasing the value of the Russian ruble, which their economy is so highly dependent on energy values. That is pushing Russian wheat FOB offers higher and other grains that they export, and that in turn is helping all world wheat FOB offers move higher. So higher crude oil prices certainly help to underpin corn and soybeans from a biofuel perspective, and that higher corn helps underpin wheat, but just on its own, because higher energy prices are propping up the ruble, that's pushing Russian prices for wheat higher, which tends to set the tone for world wheat values. So an interesting correlation there, but it's all part of the bigger picture. So again, in the short term, wouldn't surprise me at all to see wheat pull back, maybe as much as 30 cents or so over the next week or two, maybe, as this southern hemisphere harvest really kicks in and that wheat starts to hit the pipeline. But bigger picture, longer term, the wheat market bull is still very much intact, and I think corrections will be well supported. The buyers will come out of the sidelines like we have seen them do, and I think that continues to offer some increasing upside. Eventually, the highs that were put in yesterday, I think, will go out. You know, if I'm wrong on this short-term correction, they'll go out soon. If not, if I'm correct on this correction outlook, then it might be a few weeks. But nevertheless, I still think that the breaks will be well supported. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.